One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging. It's often your hormones, too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
I go out, no phone, no nothing.
Wait, Colby without a phone for a day.
Her and her little kitten heels.
Yeah.
And I need to talk about something.
People love an excuse to party.
Cutting it?
Scissoring them.
Like you were scissoring the box.
Yeah, I was chopping them up.
All right, I know what that means.
We're live.
We're living.
Katie, you're in a new section of the couch today.
Yeah, because last time I couldn't see you well enough, so I had to shift my body to the nook of the couch. Like, I'm in, like, the wedge.
You've never been in the wedge, though.
Yeah, but now I can see both of you.
Now Colby has to kind of look at you, like, out of her peripherals.
Oh, shoot. Sorry.
It's okay.
I can't fully
see you, and I also can never fully see Adam because this mic stand is in the way. It sometimes, like, makes me dizzy because it, like, splits my view, so I have to move my head a lot.
I'm cut in half in Colby's view.
Well,
first world problems.
Will we be okay?
I don't know.
Maybe we should record in the other room. Jack was saying we should record in that room in the office.
Well, we came into Katie's apartment this morning and they were both so excited to show us the new addition to Katie's office, which is her gallery wall.
Yeah. I haven't even shown anyone on the internet like my office room. I don't think I've shown it like at all because...
Is that an office? Yeah.
It's technically a second bedroom, right?
We're calling it the study.
Oh, that's a good word.
Or the green room, like whatever way you want to say, whatever you want to go with. But I haven't done my grand reveal yet because it hasn't been sunny.
I still think it looks nice and cozy, though.
Yeah, it does. It looks so cozy.
It doesn't translate on film.
Oh, really?
On video.
You've tried?
With this lighting. Yeah, I'm waiting for some sunshine to peek through, and then
it's game time.
Then it's grand reveal time.
It really gives me like polo bar vibes.
That's what I was going for.
Like, I feel like I'm walking into the polo bar.
That's exactly what I was going for. Thank you.
Which I haven't been in a while and I would love to go. Should you two be interested? You haven't been?
I've never been.
Wait. I haven't been either.
Wait, you haven't been?
Mm-mm.
We need to take a match made outing.
Colby, you not going is kind of shocking to me, honestly.
I know. I've been wanting to go for a really long time.
Colby's a reservation queen. And especially with all the buzzy spots.
Yeah, I'm surprised you haven't been to an event there, like for work.
So am I. I'm waiting to be invited to one.
Maybe it's not the cool place anymore.
No, I think it's just like hella expensive. I think even brands are like, that's too expensive to like have an event there. Like some, I'm saying some.
Yeah. And some brands, I think it's hard for a brand that's not Ralph Lauren to have an event there because it is a Ralph Lauren restaurant.
So it has to be a specific brand.
Not a competitor.
Yeah.
I get that.
But they also were in every space. They like Ralph Lauren Home, Ralph Lauren Clothing.
They're so freaking smart for that.
Ralph Lauren Fragrance.
I think they have a safari.
They have a safari?
I think so. I could be completely making that up.
That might have been an AI edit that you fell for.
I don't know. I would see that. I could see that.
Like, I fall for all the AI edits.
Did you see? I saw one and it was like Skims is opening its first wellness resort. And it was this whole thing. And now I've learned to go to the comments. I mean, granted, Skims, like, that is so out of range. But everybody is like, does Skims know this? Like, all of the comments are just basically insinuating that it's AI.
Wait, but the Hannah Montana one, the one that I really fell for.
AI.
It
It looked real, and the comments thought it was real too.
They all look real.
It was the realest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. I was so excited. I texted Colby and I was like, we're buying tickets.
Oh, we had a whole segment.
This is AI.
We talked about this on the pod.
And then it was on the Today Show.
But it was.
It was.
Yeah, the AI was on the Today Show.
Oh, I only listened to one clip of the
Today Show. Like,
and it was like, we can't AI. Wait to go or something.
They were like, just kidding. It's AI.
Well, I fell for it. Very hard.
Well, I feel like a Ralph Lauren safari would make so much sense. People are going on safaris for their honeymoon. Have you been seeing this?
Oh, yeah. People have been doing that for years.
Yeah, but like, would you do that?
Yeah.
Personally, no.
I would love to go to South Africa. Oh, my God.
I mean, I'd love to go to South Africa, but I don't really think I want to do
a safari. Is that where they do the safaris?
Yes.
Oh.
And I want to go to the giraffe hotel in Kenya. Giraffes are like my favorite animal. I love them.
They're scary. The way they stick their little necks into people's cars.
They're so cute.
Their necks aren't very little, by the way.
It's true. They're pretty big.
I have seen what you're talking about on Pinterest. They like come in the window and eat your lunch. Yeah, they
poke their head in the window.
Them and the ostriches? Like, that's terrifying.
No, ostriches are freaky.
They're all freaky.
I would also love to see like elephants in the wild, a lion. You don't like animals.
This could not be my the opposite of what I want for my
anime. Girls are going on safaris and they're wearing like the Loewe like safari hat and like wearing like a they're like decked out in designer going on the safari.
Well, I think when you go on a safari, you have to wear a specific outfit now.
Well, probably for the conditions.
Well, I think it has to be like a specific color because you have to like...
Oh, you have to blend in.
You have to camouflage into the dirt.
Just in case you get like attacked.
I literally only know this because of Audrey Peters. Like, I think she went on a safari in a Loewe hat.
Yeah, she was wearing the Loewe hat. I saw it.
Or a Miu Miu hat, one of those.
All these girls are wearing the Loewe hat. Like,
and I'm pretty sure she was talking about how you need to be in a specific color or fabric. I have no idea. It's like you can't really get creative with the outfit.
But they do.
They just stamp a Miu Miu on the
brown. My honeymoon, I'm going to be on the beach for 2 weeks. You will not hear from me.
2 weeks?
Hell yeah. I'm taking a full honeymoon. Full. Oh God. Well, I want to do a mini moon and a honeymoon, both.
I would love to do that as well.
I think I want to just dive right in because then it's like a vacation, which is still nice.
Well, I want an international wedding, so I feel like I'll already be there for like a week and then like plus like a mini moon. That's a lot of time off. So
I have my first international wedding next year and I'm so excited.
Where are you going?
Mallorca.
I'm so jealous.
This is your first international wedding. I feel like you've had others, no?
I don't think I've had an international wedding before.
Wow.
I think all my weddings have been...
I want to go to Mallorca.
Stateside. I'm so pumped. They were talking about what they did for it and they like rented this cave. And then weirdly, I saw the cave on TikTok the next day. Like, I think my phone listened to somebody telling me about how they booked this cave in Mallorca. And the next day I'm on TikTok and I see this rave in a cave.
Is it the one in Positano? I've been seeing a lot of that one.
There's that
and
one.
Somebody just had a wedding and they did that. But I think it was the one in Positano.
Caves are the thing now. It's like a thing to have the after party in a cave.
Shannon Ford had her after party in a cave.
It looked sick.
Really?
Unreal. Yeah. That's going to be amazing.
So cool.
Because I saw the Positano TikToks, but then there's also a cave in Mallorca that's apparently very popular that people rent.
So fun.
Like a beach party into a cave DJ set nighttime vibe.
Yeah, I love that.
There are just caves everywhere.
Who knew? So many caves.
So little time. So little time.
But yeah, I'm pumped. Because
other countries are so old.
True. Yeah. We're babies.
For sure.
We are babies over here.
Well, if I get a plus one, one of you are welcome to come.
I'll go.
I can ask for a plus two.
I would be a great addition to this wedding.
I believe it.
Just saying. Also, I love love.
I kind of think going to weddings as a single person is so expensive.
It's so expensive.
I mean, I guess if you're in a relationship, like, do you and Jack, like, split it, or do you just...
Oh, I pay for him if it's my friend, and he pays...
Yeah, that's what a lot of my friends say.
He pays for me if it's his friend, which is so exciting, because his friend is getting married in Bordeaux, France, next year, and guess who's going for free? Me. Jack's paying!
That's so fun.
But okay,
yeah, I guess it makes sense.
I feel like that's... I mean, but if it's a friend of ours that's like both of our friend, I feel like then we would split. But we haven't had that situation yet.
Fair.
Because it's usually like his friend or my friend. you know.
I guess in that case, then my theory actually does not ring true. It would technically be more expensive for me if I was dating someone.
Oh,
if
I hell yeah, this role. Especially, especially if your friends are like getting married. I guess it all comes out in the wash eventually. But like right now, all of my friends are getting married. It feels like, and not so much his. And so I feel like I have been dropping big bags this year on covering both of us.
Weddings are so expensive.
But
so expensive.
You know, it is what it is. Love is something to be celebrated, and one day it will be our turn, and we will be expecting all of our friends to drop bags for us. So.
And you only get one day, one wedding.
That's true.
If you play your cards right, just that's one.
True. But the divorce rate is higher than 50%.
That's true.
For anyone curious.
Is it still over 50? Like, that's surprising
but
to me.
But, like, if you're having a second wedding and the expectation is the same as the first, I'm not going.
What do you mean? What if I have multiple weddings?
Like,
you mean, like, we don't go as hard for number two?
Yeah.
No, we need to go as hard for all of them.
That's insane.
I mean,
knock
on wood, I only have one, but...
That's very Charlotte York. Charlotte York, when she got married to her first husband in Sex and the City... Trey, and then of course, like, he couldn't get it up, so they got divorced. She married her second husband, Harry Goldenblatt, my favorite man of the show, and she was telling the girl, she's like, I don't want to go as hard, like, I might not even, like, wear a dress, like, because, you know, I feel embarrassed that this is my second wedding, and, like, I don't feel like I want people to, like, have to go all out, whatever, maybe we'll just elope. And the girls were like, no, you absolutely need to have a wedding. Like, you need to go as hard as you went for the first one because this one is, like, so special and Harry deserves it and blah, blah, blah.
Okay, my philosophy on this lately, because I feel like this also ties into, like, people wanting to celebrate their birthday. Like, you know, sometimes people feel bad about having something for their birthday. Guilt. Like, I don't want people to spend money on me or, like, have to feel like they need to go out of their way or whatever. I feel like people at this age are looking for an excuse to do something.
Yeah.
Like, whenever somebody plans something for their birthday, or, like, even if we're talking about, like, multiple weddings, like, people want an excuse to go have a party, you know? Because they become less and less. Like, we're not just, like, willy-nilly going out on the weekends anymore, I feel like. Like, we'll go to a dinner and we'll go get a nightcap somewhere, but we're not, like, raging until 5 a.m. every single weekend like how we used to.
Yeah.
Because we're old now all of a sudden, which is pissing me off. Like,
we're booked out.
Missed the spontaneity. But that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, people love an excuse to party. So, with that being said... If you're having a second wedding, people want to go have an excuse to party.
You know what? Yeah. Especially if it's like a good friend, they could have three weddings. And I'm still going just as hard every single one. Like for your second marriage, I'll be going really hard.
Exactly.
I think you just don't get all the events. You can have another wedding.
Okay. Colby doesn't like my theory.
No. Well, because also a second wedding, it's like a different point in life, realistically.
Maybe like a few years after you're, I don't know, unless
everybody's
you're
everybody's on a different timeline, but
I have a wedding and I get divorced within a year.
Yeah.
Knock on wood.
It's possible.
I feel like,
doing that.
But like Morgan Stewart, I feel like she still had a second wedding, but it was like very intimate at home and it was like gorgeous.
I totally forgot she married her first man's.
Yeah. But like her first one was a big blowout bash. And then also, how do you even have the money to have a second wedding like that?
Well, I feel like you could maybe just not ask for gifts the second time also. Because you, in theory, got all the, you know, the kitchen stuff with the first marriage. Again, it just depends on like how many years apart these marriages are.
Circumstantial.
But Adam, I like this conversation. I like this.
Right.
Or, like the guilt that you might feel. Because I feel like whenever I'm invited to any birthdays these days, people are like... No stress, like don't worry if you can't come or if it's too expensive or whatever. Because I feel that way too with my birthday party. Like I'm like worried that people are going to be not wanting to spend money on me.
Yeah, but like with your birthday, for example, the second like you said something, I was like, oh my God, I'm so excited to like have a weekend to go do this. Like it's like such a fun activity.
And it's if you plan it far out enough, it gives people like the opportunity to truly be like, I can't go or I can go. And you know, it ends up being there. It benefits like the guest just as much as it benefits the person who's throwing the party. It's like a fun time. You're right.
No, exactly. Like it's something to look forward to. Like the second you said that you wanted to do that for your birthday, the first thought that came across my head wasn't, oh my God, I'm so annoyed to leave the city. It was like, oh my God, I'm so excited to have an excuse to like go leave the city.
Well, stay tuned
and celebrate
for
my friend.
A huge debrief from the party. Cause I feel like there's going to be a lot to say after my 30th.
I didn't say any details because I figured you wanted to keep it a secret about what we're doing.
It's like mostly a secret. I think the people know that we're going to the mountains, they don't know like all the activities.
Also, just like a perfect fall weekend.
That's the goal. Hopefully it'll actually be fall by that point, because right now it's 80 degrees. It's
so annoying.
No, it's gross. Like, why is it 80 degrees and it's almost October?
Global warming, baby.
I saw a tweet yesterday, or it was like a meme from a tweet, but it was like, sorry if I seem off. I have a long sleeve shirt that I got that I haven't been able to wear because it's currently 85 degrees. And it's just like, I don't know. I'm done dressing for summer. I'm done showing my arms. They want to be put away.
Well, my tan's completely gone, so I'm...
Same, I just ordered self-tanner.
I don't know what to do. I don't remember my tan ever fading this quickly before, I think.
Do I look tan or pale right now? Well, look at my face.
You're wearing a white shirt, so it's hard to...
Well, my arms definitely look pale, but what about my face?
You look good.
But do I look tan or pale?
Middle ground.
Okay. Middle of the road.
I've been wearing that. Colby self-tanner. Gave me this like self-tanning sunscreen. What brand is it?
Allies of Skin.
It smells so good. Like, my skin smells amazing all the time. But it's this like sunscreen that I think has a little bit of self-tanner in it. Do you use it?
It does have self-tanner in it. I'm not using it right now because I'm having a perioral dermatitis flare-up, so...
What does that even mean?
It's skin condition.
Okay.
Hailey Bieber has it too.
Of course she does.
All that I've been using on my skin is face wash and moisturizer. Because I can't put anything that has additional ingredients on my skin when I'm having it, because it's like very sensitive.
What is it, just like a rash?
You get like little tiny bumps around your mouth, kind of, and then sometimes it can go up like by your nose.
Interesting.
And under your eyes.
I hope it goes away soon.
Thank you. So do I.
I hope the flare is up soon.
We should do the intro.
Yeah, I think it's my turn. Do you think it's my turn?
I think it's your turn.
Welcome back to another episode of Match Made in Manhattan with Katie, Colby, and Adam. Adam, come on.
Sorry. I'm just getting a little sip.
He takes a long sip of his coffee.
Girls, how we doing?
Really good. And I need to talk about something.
I'm excited.
Has really been saving my... This is like a public service announcement for people.
Oh, I need to hear this.
I put it on the table.
Your cup?
The brick.
My brick.
I was so intrigued by the brick.
Well, we have several things on the table. We have my coffee cup. We have your empty green juice bottle. We have Adam's glasses. We have...
Batteries?
Two batteries.
My knee was blocking your brick. I didn't even see it.
My brick is on the table. I am bricked up right now, meaning...
Do you know what that means?
I know what that means. I said it to Jack and I learned like what that meant.
You said I'm bricked up and Jack was like, you have a boner?
Yeah. He was like, okay.
It's like when Katie was like, my bean.
I don't know what all of these double entendres mean.
Because you're not a perv like everyone else.
Anyway, so we have...
Wait, Katie, I want you to post on your story that you're bricked up so bad.
I'm bricked up right now. Okay, the people who don't know what I'm talking about think I have a literal brick on the table. So
no, they think you have a boner.
Yeah. Okay, so there's this invention called the brick, and it's essentially this little square gray thing that you have to physically touch to your phone to unlock your apps. Mm-hmm. So you can choose which apps you disable. And it essentially is just a really helpful way to focus during the day if you are addicted to social media like myself. I have this thing where I'm like not even trying to go on the apps, but my finger just clicks on it and it's open, and then I lose 2 hours. And I don't know if I've even gleaned anything important. Like, of course I need to be on social media for like my job, but not all day. Mm-hmm. And certainly not after 8 o'clock. Like, there's no reason for me to be like dooming. And I swear to God, I've had this for 3 days. Long story short, like, the appeal is that because there is the feature on the phone where you can do like the app limit and it'll like pop up and be like, you've been on Instagram for too long.
Yeah.
But this is a physical thing that I like hide. I like put like on top of a cabinet or something, and I'll like walk away, disable the apps. And I have to physically, if I want to go on Instagram, I have to walk over to the cabinet, grab the brick, tap it to my phone, which still seems like an easy thing to do. But for some reason, like, when you're like in the throes of like wanting to go on social media but knowing you're not supposed to, like getting up to go get a physical brick is like a whole to-do, which is crazy that I even feel that way. But it's just like an extra step, so it makes it harder, and it makes me feel like I'm like surrendering, because also it also has this like timer that's like always going on my phone. It'll say how many hours I've been bricked.
Oh.
And it's so exciting to like see.
It's like a widget that shows it to you.
Yeah.
Live. Yeah.
Well, it's just like, it's like a notification almost on my phone. Like it's always, when I look at, I just flip up my phone, it'll say like, you've been bricked for 10 hours. And I'm like, how exciting. I haven't been on Instagram or TikTok. For me, it's Instagram and TikTok.
Okay.
I can see everything else. Like I can see my texts, my email. You could also disable those as well. And a lot of like gym people use this. And when they go to the gym, they like disable all their apps.
Oh yeah. Cause then they're at the gym and they can't tap their brick.
Exactly.
Cause they're at the gym.
Exactly.
Wait, that's so good.
So I'm a brick influencer now. I think it's amazing. I have been sleeping so much better because I've decided that after dinner, I brick and I don't brick back in. I'm not bricked in right now. I'm bricked out. I'm bricked out.
Did you invent all these little lingos or where did these come from?
I feel like people say that.
People say that. Okay. You're the first time I've heard about this service.
Well, I'm bricked up right now. I have not been on Instagram or TikTok in about 11 hours.
Wait, well, you slept for hopefully 10 of those.
Oh my God. So wait, I've logged way more than that then. Let me show you.
I'm like, it's 8 a.m.
Let me show you. Yeah, you're right. Fuck. Oh, 12 hours, 57 minutes.
Wait, that's so good.
I've been bricked.
Wait, also kind
of. But you've been asleep.
Yeah, but still, give it to me. Give it to me, okay? Give it to me.
Katie's like, I've been bricked for 12 hours.
It's only 8:30.
Girl, you've been asleep.
As we record this, it is 8:30, everyone. So that's pretty good.
I think it's good. I'm proud
of you.
I've
been bricked since after dinner, and now I told myself I can brick back in after the podcast. But my every morning thing has been after I have my coffee made, then I can,
then you can
have access
in
to the apps. Because I had, past tense, this terrible habit of waking up and the first thing I did was go on Instagram.
Yeah.
Like checking the text, checking the emails, that's normal. And like just where our society has come. Like you just need to know like who's reached out to you, if it's pressing, if it's not. But Instagram and TikTok, there's no reason I should be scrolling on there before I've had my coffee.
No.
Like when I'm still in bed, haven't even like brushed my teeth yet.
Yeah, like, that can be like a morning coffee activity.
Exactly. And it's becoming like it puts me in a bad mood also, because I feel like whatever, usually when I go on Instagram, whatever's at the top is usually like devastating news.
That's horrible.
I don't know why. It's because it like gets all the buzz, but it's usually like breaking news, something bad happened in the world, or someone, you know, is posting like a black and white photo of someone who died. Like it's always something.
That's your TikTok?
This is on Instagram.
Oh, your Instagram. Okay.
I feel like for whatever reason, whenever I go on Instagram, like first time of the day, it's devastating news on my page.
I got really good news yesterday, though, when I logged onto Instagram first thing in the morning, and that is Bad Bunny Super Bowl halftime.
That is really good news.
My good news. First thing that I see is Danielle strutting some UGA gear.
Damn it. Why is
let it be known. The first thing that I see on my Instagram is Danielle Carolyn.
I wish that was my first thing. Oh, well, I can't tell you what it is because look, when I go,
'cause you're bricked.
So when I go to click on an app when I'm bricked, it says you've turned Instagram off.
Oh, so it doesn't, the brick doesn't actually need to be connected.
No, it's like it, you just tap it. Okay. So if I wanted it to get on Instagram right now, I would just have to go get my brick from the table and tap it to my phone, and then yeah, it unlocks. But it says like you click this button that says back to what matters.
Ah,
which is so, so cute.
Yeah. Because it's not so easy to override.
Yeah, because like, with the time limit
notification, it's just like, oh, whatever, I don't care.
It's like snoozing an alarm.
Yeah,
it's like
exactly.
With the brick, you have to physically, it's like getting up and physically turning off an alarm clock or something.
Yeah. I will say I kind of need that because I have time limits on, ignore them every single day.
I also am having issues with my, speaking of alarm, my alarm on my phone. I had to get a new phone. Last week, I was unplugged for a full 24 hours.
You were bricked.
I basically was. might as well have been.
Wait, Colby without a phone for a day. It was the funniest thing.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Let's talk about Colby not having a phone for an entire day.
This is like the worst possible thing that could happen to Colby, because her like her safety net is picking up her phone and doing something.
Oh yeah, 100%. But also, like, it was Friday morning. I went about my day as I typically do. Went to a workout class. Went home. Started working. My phone battery, because I had an iPhone 14 Pro at the time, is really bad. So my phone battery would last me anywhere from like 4 to 5 hours, I'd say. Mm-hmm. And granted, I have like a million apps for work on my phone. Like, my phone is always blowing up, so it drains faster. And I like can't stop that because I need those notifications. But whatever. So I go to plug in my phone and I got this notification that there was water in my charging port or whatever, and my phone had not gotten wet, so that was very confusing to me. So I hit like to cancel out the notification, whatever, plugged my phone back in, wasn't charging, whatever. It then was like around lunchtime, so I was like, okay, I'm gonna go to the phone store during my lunch break. I go, all of a sudden my phone magically charges while I'm there, and they told me they didn't have the iPhone, the new Pro in the store. So I was like, whatever, that's the phone that I want. Not going to get one right now. Anyway, my phone's charging again. All is right. Go home. My phone charged for like a little bit. And then all of a sudden just stopped accepting a charger ever again. And it was on like 19%. But the weird thing was, I feel like we've talked about this. I use wired headphones and have for like ever. Yeah. But my headphones would still connect and play music, but my charger wouldn't work.
Oh, because it's in the same port.
Yeah. So, like, why does that work? I don't know. Didn't make any sense to me.
Well, I'm convinced Apple just starts destroying your phone if you don't upgrade to the latest one. 100%. And you had, like, the iPhone dinosaur, and they were like, it's correct. Time for you to upgrade.
Shit,
it's
I have
time
the 14.
For you to give us more money.
I have the 14.
You do?
Yeah.
How do you...
I have the 14 Pro Max.
Wait, how is that possible, Katie?
I like it.
I liked mine
but
too.
Like 3 years ago.
Yeah, well,
like,
it works.
And you're an influencer. Like, you need the updated camera.
I don't know. Do I? I feel like people are always saying that the new cameras aren't as good as the old camera.
My camera, I like it. My last camera had a crack in it, though, so anything would be better. But anyway, so then my phone did end up dying around 3 o'clock.
On Friday. And
correct.
Yes.
And I have a laptop that I think has my messages on it, but every time that I open it, it tells me like my disk is full. So I pretty much have only been using my work computer, and I do not have my text messages on there. So I'm like emailing my mom, because she like puts out a search party if I don't answer her text within like a certain allotted amount of time. And sometimes, even if I do answer her text, she thinks that I am like dead in a ditch and somebody is texting for me. But anyway, so I email her. She didn't answer me on email or DM. And then I was like, huh, okay.
I'm sure a lot of you guys have heard of Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth, the supplement that helps women maintain optimal hormone levels, with over 50,000 glowing reviews from women worldwide and 98% saying that they would recommend it to friends and family. Now, you can take those results even further by pairing it with their prebiotic collagen protein, which I'm so excited to get my hands on. It helps restore gut lining integrity, promoting overall hormone balance, and it helps to relieve occasional bloating, gas, reduce sugar cravings, and help you feel satisfied longer, amongst other things.
I think most of us have struggled with occasional digestive issues and brain fog, and that's why I can't wait to try the prebiotic collagen protein. Happy Mammoth is dedicated to making women's lives easier, and that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Right now, you can try prebiotic collagen protein and Hormone Harmony risk-free and get 15% off your entire first order with code MATCHMADE at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MATCHMADE for 15% off today.
Check it out.
Now that we're in the fall, cooler days calls for layers that last, and Quince is our go-to for quality essentials that feel cozy, look refined, and won't blow your budget. Katie, tell the people about what you found on Quince lately.
You guys, guess what I just got in yesterday? I am redecorating my bed for fall. I got this gorgeous duvet set that is in the shade Bordeaux, and it's gonna add some amazing warmth to the bedroom. The quality is absolutely unreal. I can't wait to put it on my bed today. And I have to say also, I got king-sized pillow shams, which if you don't know, even if you don't have a king-sized bed, king-sized pillows and shams make all the difference. I love how it supports my normal pillow and just creates this really comfortable experience when I'm sleeping. So highly recommend. And Quince just has amazing stuff for much less than you'd spend at other places.
A king-size pillow just makes it feel like you're sleeping in a hotel bed.
I couldn't agree more.
And because Quince partners directly with top-tier ethical factories and cuts out the middlemen, they deliver luxury quality pieces at half the price of similar brands.
Find your fall staples at Quince. I'm so excited to dress for the fall. Go to quince.com/matchmade for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. That's quince.com/matchmade to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/matchmade.
So then I'm like DMing my sister.
Can you DM from your phone? Or from your, sorry, from your computer?
Yes, you can DM. I DM'd Katie because we had plans Friday night. And so like, I'm going out. I brought my phone and my charger, like, just in case on the off chance it would start working again. But I go out, no phone, no nothing. Adam called me an Uber so kindly. I was planning on just getting a taxi. I've, like, looked up the cross streets of where
Colby is literally so ridiculous. I'm like, I'm calling you an Uber. She's like, no, I'm just going to go outside and find a taxi. I'm like, Colby's just gonna, it's kind of funny because like picturing Colby leaving the apartment without a phone and just like finding her way to where she needs to go was such a funny, her and her little kitten heels.
Yeah.
The thing is, I was ready. You would find your way. Like you would figure it out, but like it is funny to think about because I always just think of you holding your phone.
Yeah.
Like the phone is permanently attached to your hand.
But I was
also
like, she's just gonna get you that too. But I was like, she's just gonna get in a random car. If Colby ends up getting kidnapped, then it's on me.
Yeah. And then I had to set an alarm on my laptop because I had a work event Saturday morning that I had to be awake for. And it was in the morning. So I did that, went to the event. I'm like DMing my sister in the morning when I woke up. And she's trying to find me a phone in New York somewhere. And I was like, I have to leave. So I'm about to go dark for like until I get a new phone. So I'll talk to you later.
Dark. I mean, yeah. It was just so funny because you at dinner without a phone, like.
What does she even do?
I didn't think about it.
Oh. Let him in. Oh. Okay, and now push far right. There we go. He's in.
That was crazy.
He's in. Sorry, they're working on the townhouse in the backyard, of course. So wait, yeah. But Colby at dinner without a phone was so funny. Like, you were just like, so, I mean, not that you're not like always locked into conversations anyway, but like, we would like, you know, as people do, the other guests
other
at dinner
would, check their
would
phone.
Just check their phone and Colby would just be like, I got nothing. And it was just so funny to see because I feel like you are just, it's not like you're not present in your life, but I just feel like your phone is always nearby.
Colby's actually really good. She'll good always lesson. Literally always be on her phone, but she will be actually listening and can respond in conversation most of the time.
You don't really miss a beat.
You're pretty good at it now.
Yeah.
But how did it feel?
Because I have to be chained to my phone.
How did it feel to like be unplugged? Free.
It was great, honestly. It was great. It was a good life lesson. But my sister was DMing you guys. She said, she was like, I was talking to Katie and Adam.
Did you get a DM?
You were replying. Katie was replying.
Shit. Oh my God.
Well,
I was probably
though.
Bricked up.
You were probably bricked up. Don't
Damn
worry.
It.
Katie was bricked up.
Oh my God. I'm so sorry. Which sister?
Erin.
Oh my God,
Erin. She DM'd you and I and was asking about which phone she should get Colby.
Fuck, Erin. I'm so sorry if you're listening to this.
She's like, which Apple store of these is closest to you so I can send Colby to get a phone there? And I'm looking, it's like Mamaroneck and like the depths of Long Island.
But also, even if she got me a phone, I would have no idea. Like, I really appreciate the help.
Adam would know, I wouldn't.
She literally was about to send you into like the depths of the Bronx. Like, it was like 2 hours away. I was like, Erin, we can't get Colby a phone there.
Yeah.
And then I told her which phone to get you, and basically we found one that was closer.
Yeah.
And then Erin's like sending me screenshots of her responding to the Apple person. It's straight up an AI robot, and Erin's like, I'm so sorry, like, that I'm being so annoying, but like, can you find me an iPhone here? And the robot's like, I have located you a iPhone at this location.
The robot doesn't care. The robot lives for this shit.
And I told Kobe's sister, I was like, girl, that is a robot. And she was like, no, it's a real person. It's a, and she was like, it's an Apple specialist. I was like, that is AI.
Code word for robot.
Code word for we don't pay this person because it's not a person.
I was dying.
So funny.
I was dying. But long story short, we found you a phone.
Yeah.
And you're back online.
I went and got a phone in Grand Central Station.
How is it? How's the new phone?
It's an iPhone.
It's an iPhone. You know?
No notes.
Yeah. But this isn't even three cameras. That's only two.
Well, two's all you need, apparently.
The guy at the Apple store was really trying to sell me on getting this phone because they were like, we can order you a Pro, but it'll get delivered whenever. And I was like, well, that's unfortunately not an option for me because my phone is broken, so I need to get one right now. And the guy was like, well, the 17 has been voted the best bargain out of the three options. And I was like, perfect. Great. I'll take the bargain option.
Wait. Sorry. The 17 is the new one.
Yeah.
That's but the bargain?
Out of it, the 17 out of the iPhone Air and then the 17 Pro and Pro Max, the 17 is the best bargain.
Oh, there's just a 17.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
The That's best bang what for I your got. Buck.
So there's separate different breeds of the 17
Pro. I just ordered the 17 Pro Max, but
they had the Pro Max, but you have a big phone already.
I already have. I have the 15 Pro Max.
Yeah.
One of these brands need to give me a new phone, you know?
Brick.
You know how all the girls got the Velvet Caviar cases in the phones? I actually really liked
those cases.
Well, yeah, Velvet Caviar cases are really cute. You hear that, Velvet Caviar? I'm giving you some good praise over here. You could give me a new phone if you Katie's want.
Like, if you want to reward me.
I
really liked
the monochromatic one. I think Audrey Trollinger posted it. It's like a plum with a plum Octo Buddy attached to it.
Ooh.
Not that I even have an Octo Buddy, but it looked cute.
I've never heard of this brand before.
I liked the leopard one. There was a leopard case.
I don't think I saw that.
It was very funky.
Interesting.
I have a pair of pajamas that would match it perfectly.
I've always had just the case saying. That everybody is like, this does not fit your personality at all. Because Alex bought it for himself and then didn't want it anymore. And I was like, oh, perfect. I need a case. I've
always had that phone case, though.
I had it
traveled between phone models. Like, I don't know you without that phone case.
No, I mean, I've just had this phone for 2 years.
Describe it to the people listening at
my home. My phone case is like an iridescent. This is iridescent, right? Isn't that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like shiny.
Like a mirrored iridescent-esque thing with clouds all over it. It's like very whimsical and not my personality at all. Like, I feel like my personality is like a black leather Prada.
Yeah, it looks like case. An Ariana Grande album cover.
I look like I'm going to the fourth grade.
Or a rave.
Or, sure.
It's kind of like ravey, you know?
It's, yeah, it's like kind of, I actually just realized you can kind of see yourself in it. I've never used it as a mirror before.
I figured that was the point.
I suppose so. But it's just very not me. But Alex bought it for himself and then didn't want it anymore. And I was like, oh, perfect. I need a phone case. So and I'll you're just take like, that.
Oh, perfect. Something free.
Yeah, I was like, I don't have to pay for it. That's great.
Adam, handshake, free things.
I love a free thing.
You love a freebie.
Although I've gotten better in my, now that I'm not a hoarder anymore.
Yeah.
After, you know, 7 years in the apartment ruined me.
Now you're a minimalist.
Now I'm a minimalist.
You and Colby are minimalists.
Yeah.
How is the new apartment? How, like, have there been any updates? Like, how is living together?
We got stools. Did we already update on the stools?
You got stools.
The maintenance guy's coming tomorrow.
Maintenance guy's coming tomorrow.
I feel like we couldn't do any more improvements until we got this all done.
What's the maintenance guy doing for you guys?
Fixing Colby's ceiling that's falling out.
Touching up the paint.
Giving me a new
fixing
mirror.
Fixing the wall mount from the previous tenants so that we can mount our TV. Then we'll be able to like start decorating below the TV.
Yes.
Get some things so on the walls.
TV. Yes.
That sounds
things
great.
Of that nature.
There are things that we still need. We've already been in the apartment for a month, which is crazy.
Wow.
Ew, we have to pay rent.
I was just thinking about that the other day. I'm stressed.
How do you do that?
I don't even know.
Yeah.
Alex used to pay my rent for me. I don't know how to do it.
Oh my
it.
God. No, I think we have to wire it the way that we did before or a check or something.
I don't know how to write a check, so I'm going to have to wire some cash.
Yeah, I think the wiring is the best option.
Ugh, paying rent sucks.
I know.
I don't want to have to do that.
Tell me about it. But once you do the auto pay thing, it feels like it's not happening.
We don't have a portal thing.
Well, I don't have a portal either. I wire them the money, but you can set up a recurring wire.
Oh, interesting. Oh. And
so every month it'll just deduct it from whatever.
I guess I should do that.
No, yeah, you should set it up on your...
And we have to, like, pay our bills.
What bills?
Electric bill.
I think I've been paying that. I've been paying the bills.
You guys, the Wi-Fi.
You guys have a lot to do.
No, I have the Wi-Fi.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you pay for?
I think I paid for Con Ed.
Okay. Important.
I think.
Yeah.
That's important.
Well, I was scarred after I put that in the hands of Colby, and then I wake up in the morning for my 5 a.m. call, and it's pitch black, and we don't have power. Our first night in the apartment.
Well, actually, yes, that was a good learning lesson, because I had set up the Wi-Fi, and then I said, okay, can you set up the electric bill? And you said you don't know how. So then I was like, okay, I just did it. And so then you learned how. You self-taught yourself.
Can't you just ask ChatGPT how to do it? That's what you do for everything. You just
go online and set up new account.
I will say it was a lot easier than I thought it was going to be.
It was a good learning lesson.
It did. I was telling Alex this the other day that Colby was joking that it feels like she's like the man in the relationship, because I literally don't know how to do anything. And this was only more proven the other day on Saturday when one of our friends is overseeing the apartment, and I was cutting up a box because we have to like flatten our boxes, and I've never had to do this before, and I was so confused. And so I literally had scissors to this box, and I was cutting it to flatten it, and the person who was over was like, what are you doing? And I was like, well, you need to flatten the boxes before you put them on the curb.
How were you doing it? Can you like describe how you were doing it?
I was literally just
cutting it,
scissoring them.
Like, you were scissoring the box.
Yeah, I was chopping them up.
All right. I know what that means.
You're bricked up. I'm scissoring.
Okay, so you weren't like going along the seams.
You weren't just slicing the tape.
No, seams. I was
cutting like the edges, of like down. Of course
you were.
I was like, I'm going to flatten this box.
I did see that the box was like fully like
expanded.
That's because I was cutting fully, it up.
It wasn't just flattened out.
Yeah, well then she was like, all you need to do is open the other side and then you can flatten it.
And you just fold it in half. Like, you don't need to go the extra mile by any means.
Well, I had a full pair of scissors to the box, so...
I mean, typically that is a blue job. In our household, Jack deals with the boxes and the trash.
I took the trash out last night.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, that blue job.
That was very nice.
That's a blue job. I loved learning that when I was in the Hamptons house. Danielle and Kelly were saying that.
Blue job versus pink job.
I don't know what the pink job. Pink I don't job. Know. That's kind of, judgy that the girls love like pink. But
the game of life.
But blue job, like, it just makes so much sense. Like, blue job, it's a boy job.
What are other blue jobs?
Hanging things, probably.
Well, I can't do that for sure.
Well, I can't do that either. Gallery wall was 75% yours truly. But really, because...
Do you know how to, like, are those command hooks?
No.
I know how to command. I don't know how to nail. I tried to do that in my childhood bedroom and made gaping holes in the wall.
Well, I did Habitat for Humanity, so I learned a lot. I roofed. I roofed.
Do you know how to use a drill?
Yes.
Whoa.
I have a pink drill. I was on a roof.
I might need you.
Back in 2011. Or maybe it was before that.
Yeah, can you come to the apartment?
Can you assemble things?
Okay, I can like drill in the wall.
Can you drill like if I got a cabinet, the door's back on?
Where are you getting a cabinet?
I don't know.
I mean, it depends. I don't want to say I can do it all because Lord knows. But... you know, that is typically a blue job, and I've made it a pink job with my pink drill.
Your pink drill.
But I did hang, like, most of the pictures, but only because I had, like, a meltdown. I had to take them all off and then put them all back on, and I was like, Jack, this is, like, a me against the world kind of thing right now. I need to, like, do this. Because if it were up to Jack, we would have nothing on the walls, and he would be happy as a clam. Like, whatever.
I mean, I definitely have nothing on my walls in my bedroom.
Yeah, like, and you're still happy, right? Like...
Yeah.
But for us pink people over here, we need some stuff on the walls.
Yeah. I need my wall painted first.
It just looks more complete when you have things on the walls.
It does. It looks homier in here.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I know. I need to finish my room and buy things.
But you've only been there for a month. You guys have so much time to like figure it out.
And we like have been so busy.
The one thing we really need is a table.
Yeah.
I really need a table.
Yeah, you do need a table when you're when you host our big dinner night.
I know.
When you guys make me shrimp scampi.
I can't wait. Katie, Friday night after she had had like 2 or 3 martinis, said to me that she would try shrimp scampi, and I certainly did not forget. So I can't wait.
Colby does not forget a thing. I was hoping she would forget that I said that.
I feel like you would like shrimp. It kind of tastes like chicken.
Shrimp scampi is like the best food on the planet. It's just like buttery and delicious.
Ooh. I don't eat seafood, buttery just for lemony. Those listening. Ugh. I don't eat seafood. I don't eat things from under the sea. Unless
Colby made us like literally the most amazing dinner ever the other night. What even was it?
Spaghetti squash.
Yes.
Spaghetti squash, bone broth.
Spaghetti squash is very underrated. I always forget about it.
I will say it clearly had a lot of fiber. The next morning I woke up and I had the
asparagus
worst.
And spinach in it too. It was like all vegetables.
What were you doing? Shitting your brains out?
No, I literally couldn't. I woke up the next morning and I was having like the worst stomach cramps, and I was going to Barry's. This was actually yesterday morning.
No.
And I wake up at like 6 a.m. and I'm about to go to Barry's, and I'm like, oh my God, I literally feel like I could throw up. Like something's horribly wrong with my stomach. And it's because Colby fed me like literally half a spaghetti squash and asparagus and a bunch of spinach.
Yeah. Veggies are good for you.
I was veggied up. But I met the love of my life at Ooh. Barry's. I've been obsessed with this Barry's ride class because I broke my hamstring. For those who don't know, my hamstring's all fucked up, so I haven't been able to run for a month and a half.
You've been riding a bike.
So I've, you know, taken to biking, and everybody's like, you just need to rest your hamstring. Like, it's not going to heal unless you rest. And I'm like, I am resting. I'm biking.
You're
so
sitting.
It's not,
you're sitting, but.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sitting and pedaling.
It's still just as hard.
No, it's fine. It's not hurting.
Okay.
Anyways, I was in this Barry's class. I usually take my shirt off in Barry's because I'm so hot. Like, why would I wear a shirt, obviously?
And you want to show off your abs.
And
I want
to show off. And so this guy in front of me and then to the left, he was double flooring. And he was like one of the hottest men I've ever seen in my entire life. And he takes his shirt off. And I was like, okay, now it's my time. Take my shirt off. And then I saw him looking at me. Like, we were both like looking at each other very clearly.
Oh, shut up. That's so hot.
Other out.
I'm not even kidding. We were checking each other out the entire time. Like, I kept seeing him look over at me in the mirror. And then I was like, okay, but I think we're competing. So then I was like, started kind of competing against him. And so after that, it's time to like switch to the bike. He was on double floor, so he was staying on the floor, but we're going back. Wait, so that means that he just went back to rack his weights just so he can smile at me.
Oh my God, are you noticing this?
Basically,
now?
We went back to rack our weights and he looks at me directly in the eye and smiles at me.
That's so fun.
Like, I'm not even kidding. Like, he really, like, I think he was trying to flirt with me, but then I.
You need to go to the same class next week.
No, I know, 100%. But then I got shy. And so I was like, I looked away.
That is a lot. I would get shy too.
Just two dudes with their shirts off, smiling at each other in a Barry's class.
Love it.
But then I went to my bike thing, and then afterwards we're out in the thing, and I was curious if he was gay or not. And then I heard him talking to his friend, and he was definitely gay. And so hot. Like,
wait,
literally, I was in
love
with him.
It.
I was in love with him. But nothing happened.
Can't
naturally.
Wait for your first marriage to him.
No, now I need to go to that class literally every single day.
Yeah.
And I think he went to Dartmouth. He was talking to his friend about how she was driving up to Dartmouth or something like that. And he was like, oh my God, you're driving up to Dartmouth? And he was like, yeah, I guess that is like the most efficient way to get there. Like, and then she was like, are you going to Dartmouth soon? So I don't know. If the friend hears this somehow, I want to date your friend.
Okay.
This is my PSA for you.
This is your official
this
call.
This is your plea.
This is my play that I'm in love with you.
Wait, I love this for you. How exciting.
I know. We're in love. He's going to listen to this and be like, what the fuck? He was like, I was smiling at you because you were in my way.
No.
Do we want to answer a question? What are we at, producer?
Yes. Let's answer a question. We have time.
Okay. This question has to do with roommates. So it's actually perfectly on topic. I think people listened to last week's episode and were like, perfect. I'm going to air my grievances about my roommates because we've gotten some messages about other roommates and I'm loving it. We are here to help. So the subject line of this email is uncomfy roommate situation. Hey, Katie, Colby, and Adam. I recently graduated college and started a job in a new city. In an attempt to save money, I signed a 6-month lease with a girl that I met in a Facebook group. We've been living together for the past 3 months and haven't had any issues. We mostly just cohabit the same space. Recently, she started seeing this new guy and bringing him back to the apartment pretty late at night. I'm not someone who can survive on little sleep, so I typically am asleep on weeknights by 11 p.m. and never really notice when she brings this guy home. Well, the last few nights, I've woken up around 1 a.m. from them having sex, from what I can assume by the noises, in the living room.
What?
Oh, I wish no. I was joking. Even worse is that I've had to put headphones in to be able to fall back asleep every night. I don't want to embarrass or shame her by bringing this up, but also I'm super uncomfortable with her having sex in our shared space while I'm home. Do y'all have any advice on how to get the message across to her that this is not okay? Extra context, my roommate grew up in this city and has lived at her parents' house ever since she graduated college up until this point, about 5 years. The apartment also came fully furnished, so neither of us actually owns the furniture. I could definitely move out if it came to it, but there's only 3 more months in our lease. When I moved in, we had a conversation about bringing guys home and established that we'd be sure to tell each other if we were bringing someone home. We both have our own rooms and bathrooms, but my room is the one right off of the living room. I've been in roommate situations where I felt confined to my room whenever I've been home, and it took a real toll on my mental health, so I'm trying to avoid that as much as possible. Thanks for giving me something to look forward to every Friday. I love hearing all of your New York City dating stories as a girl trying to figure out dating in a small city. Love you, see ya, bye.
I think she needs to tell the friend and be like, yo, like, what the fuck are you doing?
I mean, this isn't even a friend. This is, like, just a random.
Like, yeah, I think
you have nothing to lose.
You can be straight up and be like, I've heard you multiple times in the middle or, like, late at night in the living room. Or you can be like, hey, I know we've, like, had conversations before about bringing guys back. And, of course, like, you do you, but I live off of the living room, so if you are going to bring a guy back, do you mind, like, bringing him into your room?
I mean,
and not acknowledging the sex, yeah. Just being like, it's loud, and I can hear everything.
The thing is, I know you're worried about shaming her, but if you are going to have sex in the living room of a shared apartment with someone else, you feel no shame. Let me just tell you that. Like, this girl is comfortable in her sexuality and what she's doing, so she will have no problem, like, having a conversation about, like, where she can do that.
Also,
like,
why would you opt to have sex in the living room when your bed is, like, 5 feet away?
It's really fucking weird. I'm sorry. Like, I think it's, like, fun to, like, change up your location every once in a while, but, like,
Colby, you're sitting in the scene of the crime.
I know. Scared.
Well, but for the most part, like, well, especially if you're sharing, if I was living with someone else,
yeah,
I don't think, no, I would never. I would always keep it to the bedroom.
Also, just because, yeah, like, out, like, of respect, a heat of the moment, like, they're not just, like, sitting on the couch all of a sudden, like, watching a movie at 1 a.m., I presume. I feel like they come home and decide to hook up on the couch.
Wait, I'm
instead
literally,
of going into her bedroom.
I'm literally dying at the thought of Colby just being in her room and me just banging on the couch.
No, that's what this is. And this is,
like, that's, like, crazy.
That is so not so okay.
Wild.
That is so not okay. You just need to, like, either text her.
Yeah.
Or just be like, hey. I think the easiest way to broach this topic is to just be like, hey, insert name here, crazy night you had the other night, huh? I'd be like, wow, positive, you had such a night. Like, well, no, maybe the way I said it didn't come across correct. I'd be like, so, roommate, like, you've been seeing that guy, like, is it serious? Like, have you been having fun? Like, I don't know, ask her, like, some details about her dates with this guy. Because people love to talk about their dating life for the most part, I feel, yeah, like. And then be like, yeah, so I heard you guys come back the other night. And then her, hopefully, if she's a decent person, would be like, oh my God, were we too loud? And then that's when you say, yes, you were. Yes, actually, you were. And if she doesn't, I'd be like, by the way, like, I can kind of hear everything because my room's right there. Like,
see, yeah, I think you got to be direct. I think you got to be like, girl.
I think that is being direct, but she's being nice. Be like,
girl, love you, but you cannot be fucking in the living room.
Here's the thing. You only have 3 more months on your lease. I still think you should say something, but also, like, at the end of the day, you might not see this person ever again after 3 months. True. So, like, who the fuck cares if you're known as, like, the annoying roommate, which you're not being, but if that's your fear, 3 more months of this. Like, that'll fly sure. By. But that is really inconsiderate and really rude, and I hate that.
Time flies.
I hate that you're dealing with that
in the living room.
Who knows? Maybe that's horrible. Maybe they'll break up.
I hope so for your sake. I think that's all we have time for, girls.
I can't believe. I'm sorry. I'm just not over it.
No, I know. That's weird. I really can't believe. Like,
yeah, that has to be like a weird kink or something.
No, it's literally. It has to be. Maybe she like doesn't have clean sheets on her bed or something and she's insecure. Maybe she's got to clean her room.
Yeah. Still.
Well, we're sending good vibes to you.
Go to his apartment then.
Literally go to his
apartment. Something's got to give for sure.
Something's got to give.
Girls, that's all we have time for today.
Oh, I'm getting a sneak preview of your October wallpaper.
Oh, yeah, look.
So adorable.
When this is live, the October wallpapers will be out on my Patreon.
Little ghosts.
Spoiler alert, there are ghosts.
There are ghosts. Are they bricked up too?
I don't think it's possible for ghosts to be bricked up.
I think you should put a little like Easter egg in some of your wallpapers.
Like hide something?
Put a brick.
Okay. Keep an eye out.
Hide a little brick.
Spooky.
And with that, it's been fun. Love ya. See ya.
Bye. Okay. Is that it?
I think so. Don't give up the ship.
Of course they stopped drilling right when we're done.